We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
The following is a Learfield presentation of the UCLA Sports Network. It's time for your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics.
Steps into a throw downfield. Dulcich got it. Touchdown, UCLA.
Fires over the middle. It's picked off. UCLA with another takeaway.
He's going to gun the engine and go. Touchdown, UCLA. And here come the Bruins.
Live from Los Angeles, this is the Bruin Insider Show, your weekly look inside UCLA Athletics. Coming up, we've got 60 minutes of the best Bruins talk anywhere, including a chat with UCLA head coaches, student athletes, and the latest in on-campus athletics news, live from Westwood. Now, let's join our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
I don't know about the rest of you, but the last week felt long without a UCLA football game, especially after that emotional high following the LSU game. But it is game week once again, UCLA welcoming Fresno State to the Rose Bowl on Saturday, and we're fired up for that. Nick Cope here with Wayne Cook. Our guy Brian Finley is on assignment, calling some tennis on the East Coast. So Wayne and I will try to keep this thing on the rails this week. Wayne, great to be talking ball with you again. How did you manage to get by through the bye week last week?
I don't know, Nick. I'm happy to be here. I love this show. I wish we were talking about another win, but we had a bye. Although, I mean, let's be honest, we did move up in the rankings all the way up to 13, which is pretty darn exciting. I was laughing at a Bruin fan, though. He's just like, man, I kind of forgot what this feels like. Now, every week, I'm like a mess. And that's the truth. When you have good teams, you want to keep winning. You want to keep moving up. But you're also paranoid that something bad's going to happen. So I tell everybody to relax. Take the leadership of Coach Chip Kelly, who seems to want none of the outside nonsense, and just is like focused on, hey, guess what, man? Today we're going to get better. Tomorrow we're going to get better. And when we play this week, it'll just be like every other game we play. We're going to give it everything we got. And the outcome is what it is. And I love that mentality. And I think it's going to really bode well for this team.
Yeah, highest ranking for the Bruins in 6 years. Real quick, because I know you were watching some of the Pac-12 over the weekend like I was. Isn't it funny how the perception of the conference changes when you get those big wins? UCLA beats LSU, Oregon takes down Ohio State, and even though the conference on the whole has struggled a little bit between Washington, Arizona got beat pretty good by San Diego State. USC hasn't looked good, but you get those marquee wins, and people are looking at UCLA and the Pac-12 as being contenders again this year.
College football fans, I got to be honest with you, and broadcasters and everybody out there that thinks they know stuff, it drives me nuts. When the Pac-12 had six, seven teams, that, and I still think we do have a bunch of teams that can beat each other, the perception is, oh, they just don't have, they're not good in the Pac-12. But if you have a team like Ohio State that beats an, I mean, Oregon that beats an Ohio State, which, by the way, struggled with Minnesota. This is not, like, if you've watched, this is not Ohio State, I think, of the last few years, to be quite honest with you. But so what? It was a great win, but it's almost like all everybody wants is one or two elite teams, and they think that makes your conference good. I can't handle that. I love the fact that I want Oregon and UCLA to be great. But I also want the rest of the conference to be good, too. And when there's depth in a conference, to me, that makes college football better. And so I'm not on board with everybody else. I don't think a healthy conference has one elite team. I'm sorry. I mean, everybody else can be happy because Alabama wins their conference every year. Yippee. But to me, or Clemson or Oklahoma, or just, you know, you get what I'm saying? To me, I don't like that. I like it when there's good teams and that every week you can have get a chance to get knocked off. I think the Big Ten is going to be a fun conference to watch this year. And don't get me wrong, I still think the Pac-12 has more depth than people think. Watch out for Stanford. They found a quarterback. I have a feeling that's going to be a team on the upswing. David Shaw is way too good of a coach to stay down for too long.
Yeah, I think on the whole, we're going to see the conference really emerge and have some big wins here as the season continues. So today on the show, we're going to get you up to speed on how the Bruins match up with Fresno State, what they've been up to during their week off. Going to look at the matchup, where the Bulldogs have their strengths, and some areas where maybe the Bruins can have an advantage and exploit Fresno State. So we're going to cover all of that. Don't worry, though. Won't just be Wayne and I all hour. We've got a couple guests stopping by. Kashmir Allen, UCLA football's do-everything speedster, will join us. I asked him if he is, in fact, the fastest guy on the team. He's got a pretty good answer for that one. And what it'll be like to face quite a few friends coming up on Saturday. And men's soccer head coach Ryan Jordan and his team are getting ready to open conference play this weekend. He'll tell us why things are trending upward for his program. Coming up next, though, last week was called a week of improvement for the Bruins. So Wayne and I will discuss the ways UCLA can improve on the football field. Great to have you hanging with us for the next hour. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson are back with an all-star cast in Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, now available at Redbox. Picking up where the Hitman's Bodyguard left off, Michael Bryce and Darius Kincaid are on another life-threatening mission, this time to save the infamous international con artist, Sonya, Darius' wife. As the trio get in over their heads in a global plot, they soon find out that they are all that stand between Europe and an evil madman. Rent Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
What do the Bruins and superstar Aaron Donald have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Aaron with the best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Pernia, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins! Bruins!
Bruin fans, when you need your oil changed, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Team Talk is brought to you by the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, born and brewed in Southern California since 1963 and home of the original ice-blended drink. The Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf has grown to over 1,000 stores in nearly 30 countries. Visit coffeebean.com. Nick Cope here with Wayne Cook. And in the spirit of Chip Kelly referring to last week, not as a bye week or an open date, but as an improvement week, I wanted to look at some areas where we can look for the Bruins to improve this weekend and moving forward, with the obvious caveat that this team has been playing very well across the board. But Wayne, let me just bounce a couple things off of you. First thing that I noticed was penalties. UCLA's kind of flown under the radar with this, given how well they've played. But through two games, they've racked up the second most penalties in the Pac-12, and they're bottom fifth in the nation as well. I charted all 15 of them. The good news is 13 of them come during the run of play. They haven't had that false start, delay of game, a formation issue, those administrative penalties, as Chip Kelly likes to call them. You've got to figure that some penalties, you know, a defensive holding, face mask, like those things are going to happen. But I think you'd like to see 8 penalties for 73 yards like you had against LSU. You'd like to see that get cut in half.
Yeah, you know what? Penalties are always something you can work on, and I know they do, but like you said, these are aggressive inaction, not just boneheaded mistakes, especially when you've been playing at home, right? You can live with the false start every once in a while, I guess, if you're on the road. And you still don't want them, don't get me wrong. Our coach back in the day would there's never an excuse for offsides or jumping or, you know, false starts or any of that stuff. So I get what you're saying. I also watched the LSU game enough to know that there were some penalties that were bad calls. Like there was a PI penalty, for example, that I thought was terrible. And not to mention there was a whole bunch of penalties that should have been called on LSU that were not. So
yes, that was apparent. Like yep.
if you watch that game, it was pretty easy to see. So, you know, I get it. But I just think that the way and how hard this team plays, yes, you can clean that up. Yes, you always want to clean that up. I think this off week, and I know you have some more things to throw at me, but I'm curious if you're going to go there. I think this off week, there's got to be a lot of mental stuff. In other words, like how to handle success. And I think that's going to be a huge thing because, you know, like you say, you don't even play and you move up from 16 to 13. And there are people out there that after watching UCLA play, think that they have a formula to be even better than that. And when you start hearing that and you get ahead of yourself, sometimes players can lose focus, and I think that's when you need leadership, not just from coaches, but from the players on the team saying, hey, dude, you know, you can worry about this other stuff like after the season. Like, let's stay focused and let's worry about Fresno State. Let's worry about today's practice. And I think, you know, you've heard the master of this, you know, Nick Saban many, many times talk about, you know, all this nonsense.
Rat poison.
It's rat poison, exactly right. And to me, that is a big deal. Because people are giving UCLA a ton of credit right now, and they deserve it. But you have to stay humble, and you have to realize that you're where you're at because of all the hard work you put in, and you can't stop and relax now and get distracted by all the outside noise.
I've got a thought related to that. I'm going to save it, though, because there's a little more attached to it, but it builds on what you were just talking about, which I think is really important to note. In terms of on-the-field things, though, item number two, we've noticed this, is something you take for granted until you notice it, snapping the football. John Gaines, of course, filling in for Sam Morazzo at center to start the season, must be said, has done a really good job overall, but just a few times in each game so far, snaps have been off. And that can throw off the timing of a play, which is so key to this offense. And we talked last week about Dorian Thompson-Robinson going under center and how old school it looked. I wondered, too, going back, if that was maybe to help out with that. But, Wayne, a simple thing, having been a quarterback, how do you work with the center to try and help clean up those little things that can make a difference?
So let's start from the beginning with that. Everything is timing. So like in football, we all get so enamored with quarterbacks like Dorian Thompson-Robinson because, look what they can do when things go wrong. Well, that's exciting. But you don't call plays for things to go wrong. You call plays for things to go right. And there's nothing more frustrating than a bad snap that leads to you bobbling it or having to bend over and pick it up. And then that timing route you were going to throw that was wide open is now a second late. And now, instead of the receiver catching the ball and being able to make a run after catch, he now catches the ball late and gets tackled right away, or it's an incompletion. So, or the quarterback just can't get his eyes back on the receiver he was going to go to, and he's ad-libbing. I love ad-libbing. It's great when you have to. But if it's caused by something like a bad snap, that's a problem. And that's something that I know that we practice snaps, and I know UCLA does, every single day, over and over and over again. The play starts there. So it's something that I love John Gaines. I love how he's played. He's been a huge part of the success of this team in the running game. But his snaps come back sometimes hot, a little bit off to the left or the right, you know, sometimes high. So just clean it up, bud. Keep practicing. Sometimes it's just like anything else. That stuff can get in your head. And then make sure as the quarterback that you let him know every time. Sometimes quarterbacks are getting a bad habit of, like, the bad snap happens and you make a play and then you don't tell the center. I always watch for that. I'm like, did he tell the center? Because if you don't tell the center, he didn't know. Like, he has no clue. He's too worried about trying to pick up the guy in the A-gap. So, like, to me, that's also really, really important. But love John Gaines. Love the way he's been playing. But, yes, I totally 100% agree with you. He's going to have to be a little bit more consistent on getting that snap back to the quarterback.
And by the way, in his media availability on Monday, Dorian seemed to suggest that Sam Morazzo is getting closer to returning to the field. So not only do you get your starting center back, but you also give yourself more depth in the interior line rotation as well. More on this same page, talking about the offense, I'm curious to see, too, if Dorian Thompson-Robinson in the passing game can get to a stronger start out of the gate. And I include him in the passing game together because it hasn't always been on him. Yes, he's missed some throws. Guys have dropped passes. The line sometimes has missed assignments. And fortunately, the defense has really set the tone in both games up front. And obviously, the running game crushed it against Hawaii. But collectively, in first quarter so far, the passing game has gone 3 for 9, 65 yards, couple of sacks. Again, they've played really well, but just something I'd like to see on Saturday, come out with a little more sharpness in that passing game right out of the chute.
The Hawaii game, I'm going to forgive. Okay, the Hawaii game was what it was. Yep. It was a blowout. It was different. It was what it was. And in the LSU game, remember, there were two new coordinators on both sides of the ball. And I even mentioned this to Chip Kelly after the game about the first quarter, and they were just kind of feeling the opponent out. And all good coordinators get a feel for the game. They see what the other team's doing, and they make adjustments. And I've been on the sidelines for a long time, and I've watched coaches. I'm like, you know, why do you have to wait till halftime to make an adjustment? You know, you've already seen them for two, three series now. Let's make it now. And good coordinators like Chip Kelly, and I know Coach Fry also, they're able to do this. And I think we've seen this on offense and defense. I saw it on the defensive side of the ball where Max Johnson came out and was hitting when we were blitzing early, was picking up the blitz and getting it out quick and completing passes. And you saw as the game progressed that they didn't do that as much and they dropped back into coverage more, which to me is really smart football. That's why I like these coaches so much. So I think Dorian's okay. I would suggest running him a little bit early in the game to get him hit a couple times. I know that sounds terrible, but after he kind of got into the game against LSU,
helps you settle into the game a little bit.
It does. And some of the throws, like I said this last week, you know, I think he's as good as anybody throwing on the run. Like, and I don't mean scrambling. I mean planned runs, like rollout, bootlegs type stuff. He just really looks comfortable doing that, and he throws it very accurately and a lot of run after catch last week or 2 weeks ago against LSU. So I like him getting into the game early, maybe even a planned run for him just to get his, you know, adrenaline down a little bit, because usually once you get hit once or twice, you kind of calm down and get into the game. And so I think he's fine. Shoot, the way we're running the ball, and if he can throw the ball with the number of yards he had with as few of passes as he threw, I mean, I'd take that all year.
Great points all around. Can't argue with any of that. Last thing I wanted to look at, and there's not really much the Bruins can do about this, but the law of averages says it has to improve. They have had no luck with fumbles. Their opponents have fumbled the ball 5 times, and UCLA has yet to recover one of them. And Wayne, it gives us an opportunity. I just wanted to spotlight Mitchell Agudé real quick because he has forced 4 fumbles in 2 games. He's already just 2 forced fumbles off the single season record at UCLA, which is 6 in a season. He also leads the team in tackles and tackles for loss. We saw glimpses of this last season, and he has just been an animal here at the start.
He's been playing fantastic, and we talked about him in the offseason. I think Mitchell Agudé has a chance to be, you know, the best player, and I hate doing this because I've been talking about this all year. The reason why this team is really good is because they're a team. But as far as just absolute, you know, a guy that can change the game with just athleticism and length and aggression and how hard he plays, you know, Mitchell Agudé is a star. You know, he has a chance to be, you know, All-American type player. And that's not to say that other players, obviously, I think Caleb Johnson is crucial to this team. I think Quentin Lake is crucial to this team. I think there's players at all three levels that are necessary, but then I'm doing the rest of the guys a disservice. But, you know, these keep causing them to fumble. That's all I'm going to say. Keep causing them to fumble, and they will eventually bounce. Because sometimes that stupid ball doesn't bounce in your direction. And so keep causing them, and we'll get more of those. And I know they practice that, and I know Chip Kelly wants to recover those. But the fact that they're forcing fumbles is a very, very good thing, and they'll get some of them down the road.
It has to start swinging the Bruins' way here sooner or later. So that's a look at some areas we could see the Bruins improve this weekend and moving forward. Coming up next, though, I want to touch on something Wayne was talking about leadership on this team, and I want to talk about how the transfer portal has helped the leadership across the board on that team. So we're going to do that next. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our 3 Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else. Redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8 clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cashback bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
Discover a new gaming experience that's out of this world at San Manuel Casino. Find your new favorite slots and table games, unforgettable promotions, and dining experiences that put us above the rest. Up the ante by joining our members' rewards program, Club Serrano, and unlock special discounts, promotions, and so much more. Discover the future of all thrill only at San Manuel Casino. Must be 21 to enter the casino. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA alumnus Uncle Artie Pernia is proud to announce Pernia Law is the official law firm sponsor of UCLA Athletics. Pernia Law is now offering free consultations to all UCLA students, alumni, fans, and faculty. Just go to plglaw.com to coordinate your free consultation. That's plglaw.com. Nick Cope here with Wayne Cook. It's Fresno State Week. We're going to talk about how the Bruins match up with the Bulldogs a little bit later. But Wayne, we've talked previously about the effect that the transfer portal has had on the product on the field, but I wanted to talk about how these new players have helped the program in other ways. I was thinking about this after listening to linebacker Jordan Genmar Keith after practice today. He transferred over from Notre Dame. He said in the aftermath of the LSU game, you were alluding to this last segment, he said he had to help rein some of the young guys in who are not used to being on that big of a stage. And I love what he said next. He said, we're going to win more games. So we have to learn how to handle that. So not only do you have all these players who have been with this coaching staff for 4 years, Dorian, Kyle Phillips, Greg Dulcich, you know, there's a list of a bunch of them. But now you're bringing in guys like Jordan who have been at other programs, some of them major programs. They've had other experiences. They heard what this coaching staff had to sell. They bought into it. They came to Westwood, and now they can bring another perspective. And I think that's been a really cool benefit of the transfer portal that so far has served UCLA well.
Yeah, that was awesome. I hadn't heard that, what you just told me, and I love it. I absolutely love it. Jordan, if you're listening right now, way to go, buddy. Way to be a leader. You have to have people on the team that do that. Like, why are we getting excited? This is game two. Like, I'll go back to an interview that Chip Kelly did that is funny, because, and sorry for the press to have to hear this, but I'm going to call you out right now. So Coach, is this like the Super Bowl for you? Well, every game's like Super Bowl. So you're saying it's like the most important game ever? No, every game's our Super Bowl. It's like, come on, press. He did not say that this was a Super Bowl. He said every single freaking game we play is the Super Bowl. And I just watch these interviews and I get frustrated. And then you see a headline. Kelly says that this game is like their Super Bowl. I'm like, where do you guys get off doing this? It's like, it blows my mind. I know that this coaching staff is they know that they have something special, but they also know how quickly every single person that's been around sports has watched athletes get big heads, has watched athletes get so full of themselves to act like there's something special, start worrying about their individual stats, start, like, you know, getting down because the team's winning, but I'm not getting the ball enough. These are all things that can derail good teams. And I love, like, all the highlights of Kyle Phillips downfield blocking, or if you're a guy like Cam Brown who maybe hasn't gotten the ball as much as he probably wants, but if you watch him play, watch how hard he plays. I love it. Like, these guys are out there getting after it, and they've bought into the team thing, but that can change. You know, people have parents going, why aren't you getting the ball more? People hear the press going, why aren't you getting the ball more? People start getting called from outside sources for NIL opportunities. You know, all these things can be like, as we pointed out earlier, be like rat poison. So you need guys like Jordan Ginn, Markeith to step up and say, hey, guys, we won a game. Let's celebrate. Let's have fun. But let's realize that next week, or 2 weeks from now, we play Fresno State. It's going to be a big game. And, oh, and then guess what? The tree's coming. And we got Stanford after that, and they just whooped SC. And then guess what? Look at the schedule in October. Holy cow. We're going to be on the road here and here. It is a never-ending just barrage of – and when you're ranked, you become people's big – they make it their Super Bowls, especially if they're not having good seasons. So UCLA has to keep their head down. The leadership has to step up. I totally agree with you that it hasn't hurt. And by the way, should we give coaches a lot of credit for not just bringing in any athlete, but bringing in athletes that fit into this program and want to work hard, want to be students, want to show up every day, want to be a part, want to be good people, which this team is filled with nothing but really good young men. If they didn't fit that, they weren't going to get offered. I think UCLA has been very, very selective and who they brought in, not just good players, but good people. And that matters a ton.
And that's why I'm generally not super worried about the mentality of this team, because Jordan Ginn Markeith is one of several guys that can provide that kind of leadership on this team. And I wanted to just shift gears a little bit, because he's part of a defense that is really thriving on all the experience and depth of experience they got at each level, and you've got transfers involved at every position. Mo Ostling spoke today with the media, and he was asked, what's taking this defense to new heights? And he didn't talk about guys getting faster or stronger or better tackling, although I do think that they are tackling better. He said communication. And yeah, I'd encourage everyone to really watch the defensive front this weekend, because there is a lot going on dependent on communication. You've got linebackers talking to each other, identifying players across the line of scrimmage. They're moving in and out of gaps, sagging into coverage, stacking the line. Wayne, as a quarterback, when you've got a defense in front of you who can communicate like that, react to how you guys are setting up, what's it like looking across at a defense like the Bruins, and you're trying to figure out what's going on?
It's pretty crazy, because what you just said applies to, like, all aspects of the game, right? It offense, yeah, too. Like, and what's been really cool, and you bring up transfers, but I also bring up age. Like, you have a lot of guys, and not only that, but the continuity on this coaching staff that's been around for a while. you bring in a bunch of older players who are mature. Not only are they stronger, but they're mentally better. They're mentally tougher. They've been through all the heartache and the headache of, you know, losing seasons, and they're still here, and they're still fighting. I mean, I just read a really nice article on Bo Calvert and all he's been through. That makes you tougher. Mental toughness is a huge part of the game. Being able to think the game is a huge part of the game. Most great athletes aren't a bunch of idiots just running around because they're big and athletic. They're smart, and they figure things out. And so I'm with you. I mean, I've played against teams where I looked across and I saw, you know, Teddy Bruschi and Desert Swarm, or I saw Willie McGinnis coming off the edge for USC, and I just went, you know, or Washington's great defenses back in the day. And we had to be a team and be smarter than they were. Because they knew what they were doing, and we knew what we were doing. And so I love what you said. I think it applies to both sides of the ball, and I think we're seeing that on both sides of the ball where this team is communicating. They're together. They're mature. They know what they're talking about. They have the leadership. So all of those things are definite necessities if you want to have a good team.
And the defense is going to have its hands full with a couple of playmakers on the other side of the bowl this weekend. We're going to dive into the matchup with Fresno State a little bit later on. But coming up next, we're joined by receiver, running back, kick returner. He does it all. Kashmir Allen is going to join us on the other side. Who's the fastest man on this Bruin team? We'll get to the bottom of that. You're listening to the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
At Jersey Mike's, we take great satisfaction in getting that perfect meat slice.
Yes.
But we don't do it for fun. We do it for fresh. Because slice to order makes a sub above.
Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson are back with an all-star cast in Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard. Now available at Redbox. Picking up where the Hitman's Bodyguard left off. Michael Bryce and Darius Kincaid are on another life-threatening mission. This time to save the infamous international con artist, Sonia, Darius' wife. As the trio get in over their heads in a global plot, they soon find out that they are all that stand between Europe and an evil madman. Rent Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics, is one of the fastest-growing sports nutrition brands in America. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes with best-in-class, all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks, backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready is now available to power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition, powering UCLA champions.
Alone, chicken, onions, peppers, and cheese have potential. Together, they have a purpose, a destiny, and a name. Jersey Mike's number 16 chicken Philly, because grilled to order makes a sub above.
Hey, Bruin fans, this season UCLA alum and proud attorney sponsor of UCLA Athletics, Uncle Artie Perney, is offering free 15-minute consults for all Bruins fans, alumni, students, and faculty. Just go to plg.law or text Uncle directly on his cell at 310-739-6779 to coordinate your in-person or Zoom meeting. Having won 5 of the top 100 verdicts in 2020 in California and specializing in accidents, slip and falls, and business disputes, Uncle wants to help you maximize your settlement, too. We trust Uncle Artie, and you can, too. Go Bruins!
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
We're back on the Bruin Insider Show, and joining us now, the speedster from the Central Valley who does it all for the Bruins as a running back, receiver, and kick returner. Pleased to bring on Kashmir Allen. Let's start there, Kashmir. You're involved in several different ways with this team. If someone asks you what position you play, what do you tell them?
I couldn't tell them anything. I play everything. we had a few receivers go down in spring, and I felt like I was the best, you know, receiving running back that we had, so kind of moved me to receiver, and it just worked out well.
That answered my next question, how you got to add receiver to the resume. So obviously we saw you in the backfield a little bit against LSU, so are you going back and forth between the two? How's your role expanded here now in your fourth year with the program?
Yeah, man, I didn't really know any of the receiver routes and plays like that, so like I said, in spring, you know, I had to really just focus on that. So once I learned every receiver thing, I can now bounce back and play running back, receiver, so I can basically do it all.
So what's more fun for you, a touchdown run like you had in your first game against Cincinnati, or is it going up and making a great play on a ball for a receiving touchdown like you just did a couple of weeks ago against Hawaii?
I mean, touchdowns are always fun, but it's whatever helps the team. I'm having fun, man.
You showed off the speed on those plays. I think I know the answer, but are you the fastest guy on this team?
Definitely. I feel like I'm the fastest in the nation.
I love it. Are there any teammates that can push you in that regard? Are you kind of on your own there?
I think. Keegan Jones, he's pretty fast. I'll say Keegan. Keegan's probably next.
Kashmir was the California State champion in the 100 meters as a senior in high school. When did you first know that you had elite speed?
It was my senior year of track and field. That was my only year I did track and got really a dialed time. That was really the only times I got was my senior year, because I've never had ran track.
What encouraged you to go and do that, just to see where you stood?
I've always been fast, but I was playing baseball my senior year, and I had to miss like some games for visits my junior year, and I just decided to run track because I didn't want to just keep doing that to my teammates. So mm-hmm. I just decided to run track, and it all worked out well.
We're talking with Kashmir Allen of UCLA football here on the Bruin Insider Show. You tweeted a few months ago in the offseason that you're feeling better than ever. Hopefully that's still the case now. What's got you feeling that way?
Definitely everything. You know, I've been through a lot since I've been here. I'm just in a great mindset around good people and just playing football again.
You were a freshman in Chip Kelly's first season, his first recruit, as a matter of fact. How different do things feel day-to-day around this program compared to where they were as a freshman back in 2018?
When we first got here, everything was brand new. Everybody was super young. Kind of got thrown in the fire. But I think the 3 years that we've been through, what's happening now is just the fruits of our labor.
You're originally from Tulare in the Central Valley, not a huge town, but you played for a very proud football program at Tulare Union. How did growing up there help shape who you are today?
Everything. When I was younger, I would go watch guys like Marquise Wilson, Xavier Stevens. There's so many dudes there. Jontel Freedom. And it's just a legacy I just wanted to be a part of when I was younger.
So now this weekend, going up against Fresno State, which is less than an hour drive from where you grew up, how excited are you to face them? And do you know a bunch of guys on the other side?
Yeah, I know a lot of guys. I went back home on the bye week. I talked to a few of them. It's going to be a fun game.
What are those conversations like? Is it cordial, some friendly smack talk? What's going on there?
It's a mixture of both, a little friendly smack talk, cordial. So they got us our freshman year.
Yes.
So we're not going to let that happen.
I know Bruin fans love to hear that. Kashmir, we've enjoyed watching your big plays and look forward to what the rest of the season has in store for you and this program. Thanks so much for your time. All the best.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Kashmir Allen here on the Bruin Insider Show, and I want to bring in Wayne here. Wayne, Kashmir burst onto the scene back as a freshman with that run against Cincinnati, and at the time, it seemed so obvious that we would get to see plays like that with regularity, but then he had a redshirt as a sophomore. COVID hit him hard last year, and so now this year is his time to shine. He's already made some big plays. I love the way he's being involved with the team, and I'm excited to see what the rest of the season holds for him.
One of the things I love about all the players on this team, when you listen to them talk, is just their maturity. You know, he talked about going through difficult times and how hard it was. And I think that sometimes we undervalue what a scholarship and being around, you know, really good coaches that can help mold you when you're away from home into, you know, a young man that can be productive on the field but also off the field. And I when I hear him talk, I feel like he's in a great place right now. The one of the things that I think that we should all note is that if you remember when Chip Kelly first got here, how many times on kickoffs we would just fair catch or allow the ball go into the end zone because the kind of analytics of it would say, hey, we get the ball on the 25-yard line. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but when Kashmir gets a chance, even if he's in the end zone, he can take it out. And so I like that. I think they trust him as an athlete. I think he's proven that he's reliable. And he's, like he said, he's fast, like real fast, like stupid fast. And so when you have a player like that, and he's, we've already seen it on the deep ball, he's going to take a screen. He's going to take a shallow crossing route. He's going to do a receiver screen. He's going to do a kickoff return. He will have some big plays this year because he's running with aggression. And when you have that kind of a speed and you run with intent, like I always say, fast guys that kind of tiptoe, that you're not going to be any good. But if you go and you like put a lot of pressure on everybody on the kickoff team that's trying to cover you, or everybody on the defense, if you go full speed, people aren't used to taking the proper angle against people that run as fast as he does. I've seen it in person. I'll give you like Reggie Bush back in the day when he went around the corner and people thought they had him. They didn't have him because he was that fast. Kashmir Allen has that kind of speed. And so hopefully he gets plenty of opportunities to show it off this year.
Yeah, we've already seen it. A couple of deep receptions able to get by the DB. By the way, mentioned there in the interview that he was the state 100-meter champion as a senior. Also that year on the football field, he set the national record for touchdowns in a season. Have a quick guess, Wayne, on how many touchdowns he had.
In one season?
One season.
With that kind of speed? I don't know, 50.
72.
Okay, I didn't want to go ridiculous, but you get why, right? You know what I just said? You watch a high school kid try to, not all of them, but most of them, the average high school player, try to tackle a guy with that kind of speed, and they almost never judge the angle right. Almost never.
Yeah.
And if they do, by the way, they overrun it, and he just cuts back and beats him anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm excited to see what Kashmir's got in store for us, what the coaching staff has in store for him for the rest of this season. We're going to get into Saturday's game shortly, but coming up next, we go to the soccer field. The UCLA men are off to their best start in 3 years, and they're getting ready to open Pac-12 play this weekend against the Bay Area schools. Head coach Ryan Jordan stops by to get us caught up with the team when we return. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Welcome back to the Bruin Insider Show. Nick Cope with you. We're going to shift gears to the soccer field now with UCLA's men's program beginning conference play this week with a couple big matches. And here to get us up to speed is head coach Ryan Jordan. Coach, you're off to a 3-2 start, lots of close games. What have been your overall impressions and takeaways from these first few weeks?
Yeah, I think we're excited about our team. We like the group of players. I've been really pleased with their attitude to try to get better from game to game. And they've been incredibly disappointed with, two of our results in particular, results that I think they felt like, you know, we probably should have done better in and should have been able to get a winning result out of. And so you like being a coach when you've got a team that is very frustrated about, you know, not having a performance that got the result or, you know, not getting the result out of a performance.
Yeah, we were talking last game and you're just mentioning how you really like this group. What else about them has got you excited?
Yeah, I think athletically we're very talented. I think from a, you know, technical standpoint and a tactical understanding standpoint, we've got a group of guys that they're getting more and more on the same page. And so when you have those components, it makes you feel like, you know, we've got a really great chance of putting a team together that can win against anybody every time out.
And having just played in the spring and then having about 4 months between games, do you think having that quick turnaround was ultimately beneficial for you?
I think we can take some real positives from it that, you know, we finished fairly well at the back end of our season. We had a couple big results. I think a young group in the spring started to show some real promise. And then we added a number of players that I think have just layered on to, you know, our ability to be better in certain areas of the field that allow for you to get results in games.
As you rebuild this program, your first year, you're trying to put together a roster in a matter of months. Year two, COVID hits. You have some players international that can't get over here. So finally here in year three, I know even though we're not 100% back to normal, is there a sense that for you, things have started to settle in?
Yeah, I think 100%. It's, you know, we feel like we've got a full roster. We feel like we've got the players that we recruited. And now it's just trying to get everybody on the same page so that, you know, we have a chance of having that real, you know, tight understanding that you're looking for on game day when you're trying to compete and, you know, play the type of football that we're trying to play.
I was very interested to see how extensive you are with your education. You majored in kinesiology, got your master's in biomechanics, and completed your PhD in sport and exercise science. You don't often see that level of education at the coaching level, and you earned those degrees while coaching at the same time. Why was that level of education important to you, and how do you think that background complements the schematic parts of coaching soccer?
It was an interesting journey. The master's degree made a lot of sense in the first place, and it got me started with coaching simultaneously. And so those two things were thankfully partnered for me. I then was actually doing, you know, some teaching collegiately, alongside the coaching, and had the opportunity, was encouraged to go work on the PhD, which, was a pretty big undertaking, but, you know, was able to get through and get that done. You know, I think the benefits for me are that, you know, the players have to understand that I get doing education. I think secondarily, you know, I think I've got a little bit more of an in-depth understanding of just the physiological components that go along with the human body, because most of my work was done in exercise science. And so I think there's some real benefits just to my, you know, having a little bit deeper understanding of just how that components and those sides of things work. But in the grand scheme of things, on a day-to-day basis, does a PhD help me too much? I think that's still up for question.
We're talking with UCLA men's soccer head coach Ryan Jordan on the Bruin Insider Show. Two chances to catch the Bruins at Wallace-Annenberg Stadium this weekend as they begin Pac-12 play. Thursday night, 7 o'clock against Stanford. Sunday night, 6 o'clock against the Cal Bears. Coach, Stanford on Thursday night, one of the perennial powers in college soccer, always aggressive, always well-organized, hard-fought battle when you guys take the field. What kind of match are you anticipating on Thursday? More of the same?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit it. It's always going to be very competitive. They're very well coached and organized. You know, I think we have to be detail-oriented in our approach, both with the ball and without it. And I think if we can do those things, we position ourselves to be in a situation to be able to get a result. But, you know, the level of concentration, the level of I think tactical savvy. I think those two things will be important, and certainly just the commitment that our players have, and that all top players have of willing to work and fight inside the game. I think these are the important parts that that give you a chance to win.
Most conferences, you play everyone once. Pac-12 is unique, though, with only six men soccer programs, so you get a home and away with each school. Do you like having that opportunity to get multiple shots at teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's what makes us a little bit unique. You get to play some top teams twice, and it means that you're more familiar with teams. I think there's some benefits to it. I also think that there can be some holdover, between teams. But I think that thankfully, our group has got some real freshness to it right now. And I think excited about the opportunity to play a couple of good teams on the weekend.
Well, Coach, it's been cool to see the growth of this team, even in just these first few weeks. And we look forward to its continued growth over the course of the season. Thanks so much for your time. All the best with the games coming up this weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's men's soccer head coach Ryan Jordan joining us. Again, two chances to watch the Bruins this weekend out at Wallace Annenberg Stadium, Thursday at 7 against Stanford, and then again on Sunday, 6 p.m. against the Cal Bears. When we come back, Wayne and I get you ready for UCLA and Fresno State, the Bruins and the Bulldogs. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
Bruin fans, when you need your oil change, don't waste hours sitting in a dirty waiting room. Just head to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Pull in, let the technicians get to work, and you're done in 15 minutes. Valvoline Instant Oil Change can handle almost every vehicle, including hybrids, diesels, and luxury models. They can also handle your preventative maintenance needs, like changing your air filter or wiper blades. For locations and coupons, visit SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. Valvoline Instant Oil Change, proud sponsor of UCLA Athletics.
Have you ever had cheesesteak with chicken fingers, mozzarella sticks, crisp bacon, fried eggs, fries, mayo, ketchup, salt, pepper on a fresh baked gyro? Well, the tens of thousands of fans of Fat Sal's Deli have. That's what we do at Fat Sal's. Since 2010, we've been building mouth-watering, over-the-top, one-of-a-kind creations. Come try us out at one of our three Southern California locations, Encino, Hollywood, and right in the heart of Westwood Village. For details, visit our website, fatsalsdeli.com. We're making sandwiches over here.
CarWraps.com is Southern California's premier source for creating a distinctive and cool look on any vehicle. Prior to wraps, the only way to alter a car's appearance was a paint job. With CarWraps.com, your new look will withstand wind, rain, cold, and heat. Promote your business or show your love for the Bruins by wrapping your car, truck, or RV. You can change the color of your car by wrapping your entire vehicle. We have hundreds of colors available and can create any wrap or custom design. CarWraps.com. Do you, and let our experts make your vision a reality. A proud partner of UCLA Athletics.
Show off your Bruin pride with the new Westcom Bruin Edge Visa credit card. Earn 5 points on select UCLA purchases and 1.5 points everywhere else. Redeemable for rewards that will make you want to 8-clap. Plus, enjoy no annual fee or foreign transaction fees and get a $500 cashback bonus when you spend $2,500 in the first 3 months. Now that's better banking for Bruins. Visit Westcom.org to apply and for terms and conditions.
Have a question for any of our guests? Tweet us at UCLA Athletics using the hashtag Bruin Insider Show, or visit UCLABruins.com/insider to submit your question each week. Now, let's rejoin our hosts, Nick Cope, Ryan Finley, and Wayne Cook.
UCLA and Fresno State at 7:45 on Saturday at the Rose Bowl. And folks, there's a huge flash sale on tickets going on through Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. You can get tickets for $13, and these are in reserve seats. People are getting tickets between the 40 and 50 yard lines, so go jump on that now. Athletic Director Martin Jarman tweeted out the link earlier today, so get it done. Let's have another fun night in Pasadena this weekend. Wayne, let's talk about the Bulldogs. I've had to tell multiple people over the last week that Jeff Tedford is not the head coach of Fresno State anymore, and he hasn't been the head coach for 2 years. I guess you could take that as a good thing or a bad thing if you're Kalen DeBoer, that you've continued a tradition of tough Fresno State football teams. But Kalen DeBoer, the former OC at Fresno State, he's back there. This is his second season leading the Bulldogs. And so far, just to set it up, Fresno State has beat an FCS team in Cal Poly. They beat UConn, who has lost to an FCS team. But the game that got everyone's attention is they took the Ducks down to the wire 2 weeks ago, lost by a touchdown. And Wayne, I know you record games. We were working that day, but I know you went back and watched that one. If Fresno State doesn't turn the ball over three times, they probably leave Eugene with a win.
It's amazing. You know, remember all the mental stuff we were talking about earlier? Is it possible that Oregon was kind of looking ahead? You know, thinking about Ohio State, thinking about, you know, it's really hard to keep young men focused. Shoot, I'm a teacher, and I deal with that in the classroom all the time. It's hard to keep young men focused. And so what's crazy about that game is if you really look at it, the second and third quarter, like the middle of the game, 21-7 Fresno State. Like they won the second and third quarter, 21-7, 13-7 in the second quarter, 8-0 in the third quarter, and then, you know, Oregon had to come back and win the fourth quarter 10-3. They talked about it. Brown, the quarterback for Oregon, talked about how they struggled. Jake Haener for Fresno State was 30 for 43 for 298 yards, so this tells me that Fresno State can throw the ball around. I mean, they just played Ohio State with some of the best players in the country in the secondary and at receiver, and this Fresno State hung with them. So I think it was probably a little bit of Oregon not having their A game, to be honest with you, Nick, but I think Fresno State's a solid ball club. I think UCLA needs to know that. I think they need to understand, like, right now Oregon's the talk of college football. Not just they're ranked as high as any Pac-12 team has been ranked in like a very long time. And so the fact that they struggle with Fresno State should perk up the ears of every UCLA player, and I have a feeling that they are ready to get after it this week.
I want to get your thoughts quarterback with Jake Haener. He started his career at Washington, then comes to Fresno. He was great last season, one of the best in the Mountain West. And then when I watched him against Oregon, he's got a really good arm. He can throw those deep outs to the wide side of the field. He's got that mobility, but instead of putting his head down and looking for a running lane, he's going to look up and see if he can burn you with a big throw first. And on Monday, Chip Kelly likened him to a young Russell Wilson. And I think Wayne Haener might be the best quarterback UCLA will face so far this season.
Yeah, I think he could be too. I think he's really good, and I love what you said. Like, to me, there's running quarterbacks that when it's time to run, they put their head down and go. But you mentioned Russell Wilson. There's a lot of quarterbacks, even Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, to me, is a thrower a lot like Russell Wilson. Yeah, they can run. Aaron Rodgers can run. Back in the day, Andrew Luck could run. Go way back, John Elway could run. But they don't want to. They're going to run around and they're going to look for throws. And that's dangerous because when you get out on the edge and you can throw the ball well, you kind of have to make a decision. Do I come up and try to make the tackle or do I stay back in coverage? And usually a good quarterback with their head up, they become like a point guard. Now that they're moving around, when you come up on them, they throw to where you just vacated, or if you stay back, they run and they beat you. And so I think he's talented. I think he's got a very good arm. I think this is a team that what you want to do is you want to make him uncomfortable. And I know that that's easier said than done. But remember, I think Max Johnson is a very good quarterback, and UCLA made him seem very, very uncomfortable. So I expect the same against Fresno State, but trust me, he's for real. He can play.
Now, also keep an eye at Ronnie Rivers in the backfield. He may go down as the best back that program has ever seen. Offensively for the Bruins, I like how they match up. They should have an advantage in the trenches. You look at Fresno State's rush defense, and statistically it looks great with the performances against UConn and Cal Poly, but Oregon ran for 200 yards against these guys. I haven't seen anything to suggest that this UCLA offense wouldn't be able to continue to do what they have been doing so far this season. So, Wayne, we're excited to get back out to the Rose Bowl on Saturday. Thanks so much for your time today, and we'll see you out there in a few days.
Show up, everybody. Let's go. 7:45 Saturday night. Wear blue, be loud, and let's have some fun.
You heard the man, folks. We'll see you out at the Rose Bowl. One more break, and when we come back, we're going to get you caught up on the Olympic sports going on outside of football. Lots of great athletics action going on for the Bruins in Westwood. We'll do that next. This is the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield.
At Jersey Mike's, we take great satisfaction in getting that perfect meat slice.
Yes.
But we don't do it for fun. We do it for fresh. Because slice to order makes a sub above.
What do the Bruins and superstar Aaron Donald have in common? Both are powered by Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Ready is fueling Bruin athletes and Aaron with the best-in-class all-natural protein water, bars, powders, and snacks backed by cutting-edge sports nutrition. And Ready can power Bruin fans, too. Check out Ready on Amazon or at TeamReady.com. That's TeamReady.com. Ready, the official protein of UCLA Athletics. Championship nutrition fueling UCLA champions.
Alone, chicken, onions, peppers, and cheese have potential. Together, they have a purpose, a destiny, and a name. Jersey Mike's number 16 chicken Philly, because grilled to order makes a sub above.
The Bruin Insider Show continues now. Here's Nick Cope, Brian Finley, and Wayne Cook.
Welcome back into the program. Nick Cope here with you as we begin to wrap up shop. First, want to extend our thoughts and prayers to the Wooden family. Nan Wooden, daughter of Coach John Wooden, passed away this morning from natural causes at the age of 87. She was a friend to many in the UCLA athletics community, was a fixture at UCLA basketball games well after Coach Wooden retired in 1975, and was instrumental in preserving his legacy. So again, our thoughts and prayers to the Wooden family, a great person, Nan Wooden. Quick rundown of Olympic sports. Women's soccer is still unbeaten at 6-0, ranked number 3 in the country. Women's volleyball, ranked number 19. They're going to be in Indianapolis this weekend before they open up their home schedule next Wednesday against USC. And men's water polo, the defending national champs, they're ranked number 1 and undefeated at 7-0. So all in all, a pretty good showing for UCLA athletics across the board right now. Many thanks to everyone who makes this show possible. Thanks to Wayne Cook and our producer, Gabe Genovese. Thanks to Danning Harrington and UCLA Athletic Communications. And thanks to Stephen Hartzell, Damon Dukakis, and Paul Engel from Learfield. This is Nick Cope. Thanks for joining us tonight. Saturday night, UCLA and Fresno State at the Rose Bowl. We'll see you there. Go Bruins.
This has been the Bruin Insider Show on the UCLA Sports Network from Learfield. Your weekly look inside UCLA athletics. Join us next week for another hour of the best Bruins talk anywhere.